Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you joining us tonight for our weekly Wednesday podcast. We are excited to be delivering the information that you've requested, you being our loyal listening audience. But for those of you who are joining us for the first time, please do save rootcauseradio.com in your favorites. This weekly podcast is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. The American School of Symptometry and symptometry is the only applied therapeutic science that addresses disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. The founder, Dr. Maxwell Narte, likes to say curing is proving, and it's exciting to be a part of something that is getting results for so many. Tonight's podcast will be saved at rootcauseradio.com, and you can also visit rootcauseradio.com for many of our past shows. We've covered the various kinds of cancer. We've covered hair loss and hair regrowth. We've covered even sickle cell anemia, challenges with children, you know, with the ADHD or behavioral challenges, mental health. So there's really so much support and information available online at rootcauseradio.com. That website will also give you access to the online training courses available through the American School of Symptometry. And that website will also give you the information where you can take advantage of a private health consultation with a licensed symptometrist if you have a question or health concern of your own. The information we share on our weekly podcast here at Root Cause Radio is not meant to replace or substitute a private consultation with an actual health professional. You can reach any professional of your choice. If you are interested in root cause therapeutics, however, the direct line to Symptometry headquarters is 708-691-4977. Again, that number, 708-691-4977. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. Hopefully you got a chance to write that down. We will repeat the information again at the end of the show. We will be right back with tonight's broadcast after some powerful testimonies. Thanks for staying with us.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Narcy, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come and call symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received. And I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and he's... compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
All right, and thanks for staying with us for tonight's podcast of Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health. Again, I'm your hostess for the evening, Bella Marie. It is a delight and a pleasure to be supporting. Tonight's show topic was actually requested by quite a few of you in our audience, so we are delighted to serve in this way. If you have a question that you would like answered on air as we dive into this, go ahead and press the number 1 if you have a question in terms of resources or support. We're happy to answer that on air. However, tonight's answer and question-answer session is specifically related to the aspects of eating scientifically. And I know we've covered this before on previous shows with previous guests, but this is apparently an area of much interest. Because it has been requested, and requested again. So we wanted to make sure to give you what you want and support you on your health journey. Again, the information we share on the podcast is not to replace a private consultation specific to your health needs for any particular ailment. So you would want to check in with your professional of choice. Symptometry does specialize in and only provides root cause therapeutics. Symptometry is the originator of root cause therapeutics. So The number to reach a licensed symptometrist or doctor of symptometry is 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. And that's the team there is available Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. But if you're calling after hours, you could certainly, of course, leave a message or use their website or use the website, and they will get back to you, okay? So we are diving in to the information with Eating Scientific. No disease, okay? No disease can actually be cured if and when there is still a deficiency happening at the cellular level, right? So if the cells are being denied the raw materials, if the cells are unable to, are being provided with the raw materials, but they're unable to metabolize them and to produce the items that the body needs and what is needed for the different cellular processes, then not only will dis-ease, discomfort, dysfunction develop, right, but it'll actually persist and then become even more and more aggravating, producing even more and more symptoms, right, until finally, unfortunately, it often gets to the point where it is interrupting quality of life and sometimes even ends life early. So we are excited that you wanted to cover this, and so we do have definitely the information for you regarding this. One of the key elements that our cells need, one of the most universal, is iron, right? No one will actually be healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, metabolically if their iron levels continue to drop. And iron and our iron levels drop as a result of the iron inhibitors we're exposed to. So some of these things are in our environment. Some of these things are in the products that we consume, right? Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's a beverage. Sometimes it is a pharmaceutical drug, right? So without naming names, we are going to cover quite a few of the categories of the top iron inhibitors. You will be happy to know that those who are taking advantage of the private consultation and getting their own health package do, in fact, get a copy not only of the iron inhibitors, but also the health enhancers and things we can do to reverse that as well. But we want to share the information just so you know the big ticket items. And again, go ahead and hit one if you have a question, concern, or comment that you would like us to address on the air, okay? So I'm going to go through the first five, and then we'll check for comments and in the chat or hands raised as well. With the iron inhibitors, okay? And before we consume the health enhancers, it is important to pay attention to the iron inhibitors, because even if we are consuming health enhancers, if we also have iron inhibitors, our body, our cells won't even be able to use the health enhancers that we're making available to it, right? So this is why it's so critical. Let's go ahead and dive in. Now, first things first, please know that the man-made sulfur or aniline in most pharmaceutical drugs, the halogens in most pharmaceutical drugs are, in fact, iron inhibitors, okay? And this is no surprise, probably, because with pharmaceutical drugs, you often hear in the commercials or you see on the packaging in terms of side effects, right? Some people may experience suicidal thoughts, or some people may develop a specific kind of cancer. Some people may develop insomnia, right? Or liver problems, different things like that, constipation. All of these different effects, right, these new diseases that arise in a person after they start taking the pharmaceutical drug is specifically because with it being man-made, right, with it being man-made, there are some products, elements, ingredients in the drug that the body cannot consume, right, and the body does not eliminate fast enough. And so there's a buildup there that happens at the cellular level. And depending on where the buildup takes place, impacts which symptom or which new health complication is produced, right? So speaking specifically about the halogens in pharmaceutical drugs combine with the hydrogen in the body, okay? And this combination makes our circulatory system very acidic, okay? And once the circulatory system gets very acidic, the individual themselves will start to experience the symptoms and consequences of acidosis. So nutrient deprivation is a big one. And the first thing to be deprived and blocked is that iron deficiency, okay, producing the iron deficiency. And we all know, or we can think of at least one person who just loves snacking on ice, right? The crunch of the ice, the coldness of the ice in their mouth, whatever, wherever they picked up the habit, there are people who will literally get crushed ice or cues ice, different kinds of ice to have at their disposal so that they can snack on it whenever they desire, right? Well, that is a prime example of anemia, okay, which is a result of iron deficiency. So it's not just cold fingers and toes. It's not just always needing an extra sweater or the heat in the house or the work building on 80. No, it is also snacking on ice is actually a telltale sign as well. So you want to keep those things in mind. But it's not just from pharmaceutical drugs. Actually, we get it from nature, right? There's halogen in bug bites as well. Most people only think about bites maybe in the summertime when the mosquitoes are out in full swing. But if a spider bites you, a scorpion stings you, a bee stings you, snake venom, any kind of venom, the halogens from the insect produce salts in the person, and these salts end up blocking iron's entry into the cell. Okay? We also have the halogens found in the things we use to control pests, right? So insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, even rodenticides, right? The iron-blocking salts are routinely sprayed on fruits and vegetables that are grown on a commercial scale by blocking iron's entry into the fruits, into the cells of fruit flies, fungi, viruses, bacteria, etc. They prevent the pest from ruining the harvest. However, this, if we consume them, this would also block the iron, inhibit iron absorption for us humans as well. So because of this reason, buying organic is very big now. We definitely encourage you to buy organic when that's available. However, if it's not available or if you find that it makes your grocery bill too high, what you want to make a note of then is to consume, first of all, wash the skin of any fruit that you buy, and then also select peelable fruits, right? Peelable fruits. Papaya, soursop are great options, but whatever you choose, peelable fruits, okay? Fifth one is cornstarch, ladies and gentlemen. Now, cornstarch is a filler in many pharmaceutical drugs, but it is also very popular in cooking and baking, okay? It's very popular in cooking and baking, and so you would want to keep an eye out for that, as we say, for that. About 70% of our body's iron is found in our red blood cells, right? So hemoglobin is what it's found, is where the blood cells are found, is where the red blood cells, is what the red blood cells are called, pardon me, when they're found in our blood, right? And then myoglobin is what those red blood cells are found, are called when they're found in our muscle cells, okay? So hemoglobin, of course, is essential for transferring oxygen in our blood, from our blood to the lungs and to the tissues, with our muscles, of course. That's very important for movement and mobility. We do have iron also plays a role in the production and maintenance of metabolism and energy, right? In the synthesis or the production of collagen for our skin, as well as the neurotransmitters, right? A lot of what we use for brain function. If someone is, interestingly enough, people who are also insomnia, right, are also battling there with iron deficiencies as well, too. So I promised I would check the chat after the first five just to see our comments or any questions from the listeners. I do see that we have a hand raised, 843-217. Again, 843-217. I'm going to check on you. This is Bella Marie from Root Cause Radio. Please share your name and where you're calling from. You're live on Root Cause Radio. Okay. And we actually cannot hear you. We do hear background noise. Call us in the 843-217. Okay. So we're going to disconnect just to keep the show going. But do call back and press 1 if you had a question or comment that you wanted us to have you live on the air to address. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just checking the chat as well to make sure that we haven't missed any comments. Okay, so someone asked how many iron inhibitors are there? Well, there are quite a few, actually. In the recovery guide document that we get at the Centometry Health Center that, you know, health subjects get, there are 50 specifically identified, so those would be the 50 most crucial. And then there are also the health enhancers as well, substitutions, replacements that people can use. So foods and items devoid of iron inhibitors. Okay. So there's that as well. But yeah, we have quite a few, Dr. Narte, the founder of Centometry, always mentions that, you know, planet Earth is a series of booby traps, right? And so when you look at all of these different items, and so many of them are even found in healthy foods, right? Foods that nutritionists have promoted to us as healthy. That's what makes it a series of booby traps. So, for example, if you've read The Downside of Nutrition before, you've heard about cyanide, especially, which is, you know, most commonly found in corn. Right, you've heard about cyanide and the fact that it takes the body the number of enzymes that we normally use for two meals, right, to break down the cyanide in one serving of corn, right? But you will be interested to know that cyanide is also naturally found in cassava and lima beans, or lima beans, depending on how you want to say it, right? So in human blood, there's some good news. In human blood, amygdalin and lycopene in apricot neutralize cyanide, okay? However, to date, we don't have any other naturally found elements and things that neutralize the cyanide in the other fruits and crops that naturally have cyanide. The cooking process, applying heat, does, of course, help the body use less enzymes, right, because we're not consuming it raw. The heat starts the breakdown and makes it easier for digestion as well as for nutrient extraction. However, the application of heat, whether cooking or baking, does not eliminate cyanide from the food as well, okay? Another thing to note, because mushrooms are typically touted as healthy foods, right? I remember I used to have pizza with mushrooms and sausage and green pepper, and I was like, oh, this is a great filling combination. Well, if you are battling a health condition where the presence of iron is essential, so this would be all conditions really, you would want to know that the succinic acid in mushrooms acts as a iron inhibitor. Now, us humans normally produce succinic acid anyway, naturally through the Krebs cycle. However, the fact that we naturally produce succinic acid, the fact that we have that through our Krebs cycles, which is happening every day, that is what makes the succinic acid from mushrooms an automatic iron inhibitor, right? Because now the system has more than it can use, more than it can consume. And anything that the body cannot consume, cannot use, it becomes a health disruptor, right? Even if it's a naturally occurring nutrient from a healthy food, quote unquote, it becomes a health disruptor because since the body can't use it, it's considered waste, and the waste is put, quote unquote, somewhere, right? Not all of our cellular waste gets eliminated when we sweat or when we use the restroom. Some of it, especially when there's a lot of buildup, it ends up stuck in our cells as well, okay? So I'm still checking the lines and the emails in case anyone has a question or comment before we close for the day. Things to highlight or keep in mind, the solanin in raw tomatoes, okay, lycopene is not an iron inhibitor in tomatoes, but the solanin is. Solanin is a naturally occurring poison. That's why tomatoes and some other items in that family are called nightshades. Tomatoes, eggplant, they're considered nightshades, right? Well, those also end up serving as iron inhibitors, especially when eaten raw, okay? So to neutralize the solanin in tomatoes, the tomatoes must be cooked on high or normal heat for about an hour. And this is not surprising, especially if you're using a recipe for, you know, a stew or something like that. It's certainly easier to do if you are putting items in a slow cooker or you have time in the kitchen as well, right? So that would mean the solanin in salsa, right? If we're making salsa with fresh tomatoes, that solanin would not be neutralized because it wasn't cooked for at least an hour. But if it's tomatoes in a stew or something in a slow cooker, then that would have been neutralized courtesy of the slow burning heat, right? With the presence of that slow burning heat, that consistent heat source, that's what allows the lycopene and the potassium, also naturally in tomatoes, to neutralize the solanin that's in the tomato or in the tomato sauce, right? We have, just to highlight a few other foods that have solanin, potatoes naturally have solanin. Potatoes are actually more poisonous than tomatoes because they do not have lycopene naturally in the potato in order to neutralize solanin, okay? So the unneutralized solanin is what helps trigger or manifest addictions in a person. You may have heard the story of people who, when they quit smoking, they find themselves snacking more, and they're choosing potato chips, right? Well, on the subconscious level, your body knows that it can get the nicotine receptors, right, that have been activated in the brain can be satisfied through the potato and with the presence of the solanin. And so that is why you find so many people snacking on potato chips instead of smoking their cigarettes. And that is why I've noticed this for myself also, that most people, if they're going to have a potato chip, we never have just one, right? Because as soon as it's present in the system, it awakens, reawakens our pleasure centers and activates those addictive behaviors, okay? So that's something that's really important to keep in mind if you have someone in your family battling with sugar addiction, nicotine addiction, cocaine addiction, alcohol, etc., okay? Because the presence of the solanin will, in fact, have an impact on the person's hippocampus, our pleasure center, okay? And especially important is that any potato that has a green patch on it or they started to turn green, et cetera, maybe from being in the pantry too long, that green that you see is actually the solanin being more concentrated in the potato. Now, at this point, not even heat or cooking will soften or neutralize that level of solanin. So you, for the sake of your health, you would want to throw that away, okay? You would want to throw that away. There isn't a, speaking of solanin, since we're talking about it, of course, you know, or perhaps you know solanin's in tobacco as well, naturally occurring in tobacco, whether it's chewing tobacco, smoking tobacco, etc. It's also in paprika. So if a tomato stew is seasoned with paprika, the lycopene and potassium in the tomatoes will neutralize the solanin in the paprika, but if, you know, if there's a stew that's free of tomatoes that's seasoned with paprika, or like how sometimes people make potato salad and add paprika to it as well, the solanin in the paprika is actually an iron inhibitor in those cases simply because there's nothing present to neutralize the solanin, okay? Eggplant as well, and the neutralizers. Now, white eggplant does not have a solanin neutralizer, but purple eggplant has potassium and carotene, which will neutralize the solanin of the eggplant once it is cooked, right, or over the cooking process. So, finishing up with solanin, we do have some solanin in sweet potatoes as well. There's also a kind of potato called bonito and potato yama. The carotene alone by itself cannot neutralize the crotin, C-R-O-T-I-N, or the solanin in those types of sweet potatoes. And so the reason we're sharing this and the reason all of this is important is because we are not the food police, right, in terms of eating, of you can't have this or you can't have that. But when the show was requested, the question was, what are key things to stay away from, avoid, or replace in terms of protecting optimal health? So these are items that you would want to keep on your radar. And again, you do have the information at rootcauseradio.com where you'll have access to this past show. Once the recording is done, you will also have access to your own private health consultation with a licensed optometrist. We have for you this podcast, this information that will stay available to you. And then in terms of making changes and switching things out, you would want to listen to the replay so that you can make any adjustments in cooking and food preparation that you need. But you also have the first five that we went over were really man-made products or things to keep in mind about food and environmental factors with the pharmaceutical drugs, with the bug bites and the insecticides, et cetera, cornstarch, things to keep in mind to limit or eliminate from your environment to reduce the number of iron inhibitors that you are exposed to. And so, again, we covered the signs of anemia earlier, okay, not just being cold fingertips, cold toes, but also the desire, the craving, really, for ice, to snack on ice, as well as also insomnia. Okay, insomnia also is a sign, an early sign of iron deficiency building because of an iron inhibitor build up in the system. Okay, so to use this information, what you would want to do is write down what you're normally eating, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, that sort of thing, any other items that you consume, right, be they pharmaceuticals or be they herbal self-care products, things like that. You would want to make a list of all of those things, and then you would want to cross-reference that through the information that is available. And even though I know that's included with the symptometry health package, but you can just request a copy of that list as well, and then you know, there would be an exchange fee, I believe, and then it could settle. And I know we're encouraging the school to put this and have this available as one of the e-courses on the website. So you will be able to have access to that information as well. We're excited that you stayed with us for this entire broadcast. If you want us to continue the series on iron inhibitors, you know, let us know. Leave us a comment on our webpage or use the link to send a message. We did this show in response to the request, of so many of you who had asked about making those changes to your diets, to your meal plans, and what major things to avoid or remove from your environment. That does it for tonight's podcast of Root Cause Radio. I'm going to check the chat and check the lines one more time. Again, if you had a question or a comment, you can press 1 to raise your hand, as they say, so we'll be able to see that you, you know, this way you'll move to the top of the queue when you hit 1, and then we'll be able to see you and know that you wanted to ask a question or share a comment on air. And then I'm looking through the chat as well. While we do that, as we wrap up the show, I do just want to mention again, if you have a specific health concern, we invite you to take advantage of your private health conversation with a licensed symptometrist. Our doctor of symptometry is available at 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977 extension 5. That does it for today's Root Cause Radio podcast. I did not see anyone in the chat with a question or a comment. So we thank you for staying with us for this broadcast, and we look forward to having you join us next week as we continue to share the secrets of optimal health. Thanks so much for letting us be the premier resource for family caregivers. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.